We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Joined by our Odyssey Sports Radio 610 MLB insider, Tony Gwynn Jr. Insider calls are presented by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. All right, Tony, it just keeps getting worse every time we talk to you each and every week. They are now 10 games under 500. This is the first time since 2016, the last time they did not make it to the ALCS. And how much longer before, you know, how much more time do you give them before you start thinking, all right, man, they may not be able to come back from this. I know a lot of people aren't there yet. I am not there yet. I've got the towel in my hand. I'm not there yet, but how much longer as we sit here as it's April 24th and they're 7-17?
I think the question you have to ask yourself is what is the alternative? What is the shift? Right? I don't think the Astros are in a spot where they're tearing anything down. You got Verlander. You still got Altuve signed up. We don't know what's going to happen with Bregman. And so I don't know where the pivot is for the Astros. The good thing is that no one's really running away with the division. It's at best 500 division. And so the Astros have enough talent where they could get going and close the gap. We've seen them do it before. So that being said, there's been no signs of the turnaround as of yet. You know, the starting pitchers have struggled. The offense has struggled, especially with runners in scoring position. And, you know, they're going to have to try to, you know, just keep their head above water as long as they can until they get hot.
Tony, given everything that you just said, the fact that they do still have all of this talent and that there is no world beater in the division, nobody seems to be running away with it, what about this Astros start surprises you the most?
The offense, honestly. I mean, you came into the year, you know, outside of being able to depend on Fromber, but he's injured, you know. You haven't been able to keep guys. Verlander was coming back. So you can see that the pitching could have to, there might be a scenario in which they got to kind of, you know, pick it up a little bit. Whereas the offense has been so dependable over so long a period of time that you just kind of take that for granted, that offense is going to come out and, you know, score a bunch of runs like they always do. That has not been the case. And so I think, you know, when you kind of take a step back from it all, the offense is the thing that is, it's just like, and you know, a close second would probably be the back end of that bullpen. I don't think anybody thought Presley and Hader would, you know, struggle the way they have early on in the season.
You know, Tony, when you talk about the offense coming into this series, they lead the majors in hits, which is crazy. They just don't get them when anybody's in scoring position. But they lead the majors in hits, and they have opportunities. At what point is it a thought of, all right, you know, the water will get level here and stuff will start to work out? Or, hey, man, you just aren't good when it comes to swinging the bat with runners in scoring position. Like, it is hard to look at it when you think how often, how many hits. They had a game against the Royals 2 weeks ago. I think they had 15 hits, and they scored 3 runs. Like, it is unreal to see to see. Like, do you see?
Or it'll be like yesterday where they're down, they give up five runs in the first inning, and you know you've put yourself in a hole. So it's like it's if it's not one thing, it's another.
Does that even out in your mind, or is it just like, hey man, you just ain't really good with hitting with runners in scoring position?
First of all, it never evens out. You know what I'm saying? So you know the offensive guys, no matter what, hits don't even out. That being said, you know it's not as though these guys. I mean, we're talking about the Jordan Alvarez of the world. We're talking the Altuves. We're talking Bregman. I mean, these guys. This is where they've made their money, is with runners in scoring position. So they didn't forget how to do it. And you know, sometimes what can happen. And I watched this all year with that Padre team last year, and they were one of the worst in the league with all of that talent with runners in scoring position. What can happen is after it starts to happen a little bit early, guys start to press. And when they start to press, and especially in the game of baseball, the more you do, the less you're going to get out of it. And so it could be a little bit of sign of that. I would tend to lean towards, with this team, with this offense in particular, that water will find its level. These guys will eventually start to get, and I think, especially we're talking April, end of April, the idea is to keep creating the opportunities. Eventually, somebody's going to get a hit, everybody relaxes, and then they get back to doing what they normally have. I mean, that's the way you have to look at it because of the way they performed in the past.
Our MLB insider, Tony Gwynn Jr., joins us. Remember, Insider Calls are brought to you by Grainger for the ones who get it done. Grainger offers professional-grade supplies and solutions made for every industry and backed by product experts. Call, click, Grainger.com, or just stop by. Me and Brandon, we were talking right before we brought you on, and this season, more than any season of like my life, and I know it is just April 24th, Tony, is making me reevaluate the level of importance that I have given Major League managers. I'm serious, Tony. I have always said, okay, like football coaches, the head coach, the NBA head coach, like these. Those guys have a lot more influence or more valuable, important than, you know, baseball managers. To me, it's like baseball managers are at the bullpen, especially in the postseason and you know, certain decisions like that. Man, it is crazy. Dusty dealt with hell on earth every year, just like the Astros are dealing with this year. And to look at where it is now and to look at – how he handled it is insane.
Well,
it is clear, Tony, that we all just took him for granted, and I was the largest supporter, I would say, of Dusty in the city. Like, it is clear that is the biggest change and difference with this team.
Well, listen, I'll caution that by saying that ultimately, if the players are performing, we're probably having a different conversation. That being said, you know, a manager typically is just going to be able to, you know, in terms of X's and O's, in terms of what's on the field, they're putting a lineup together. They're trying to put guys in positions where they can have success, and they're managing a bullpen. However, when things get rocky and it ain't going the right way, a lot of times the team will take on whatever personality, whatever kind of mindset the manager takes on, and that can be valuable when, you know, things start to hit the fan, because, you know, it's very easy to, in that game, to start, as I said, pressing and trying to do more, and you kind of need a calming voice. And that's not to say that Joe's not being is not being calm, but I can't imagine in a year one trying to manage this all this happening, it's probably not all that easy.
Tony, as a player and as a clubhouse, at what point do you start looking at the standings and actually doing math? Like, you don't understand what your record is. You know when you're on a losing streak, of course. But at what point in the long baseball season, we talk about it all the time, how long of a season it is, at what point do you guys as players actually start looking at the standings, not just observationally, but actually doing math and figuring out what the likelihood is of you doing whatever it is you feel like you might do?
Yeah, I mean, you're probably glancing at it all year, but I think you don't start – really paying attention until you get into that first third of the season around June-ish. that time frame there, because now not only are you looking at the standings, but you start to know who teams really are, like what their true identity is at that point. And that doesn't mean it's not evolving, but you have a better baseline at that point. And I think that's when you start kind of looking in and you know, making sure you're not too far out or trying to cut the ground somewhere, you know, in between there, because you know, as you get into with the schedule being changed now, you don't get as many opportunities within your division. Those tiebreakers actually matter. So you start kind of looking in that area about June that you start locking in on that schedule and really trying to dial it in.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.